the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The arrest of a Chinese intelligence official in Belgium last week on espionage charges for stealing intellectual property from aviation firms has raised tension between the U.S. and China. But the ag sector has also seen significant intellectual property theft by the Chinese. AgWeb.com reports in late 2013, federal authorities rounded up a ring of Chinese nationals accused of stealing seed-holding trade secrets of American ag companies. The ringleader was sentenced to 3 years in prison after seed was dug up from Iowa research fields and shipped to China. The U.S. dairy industry feeling relief after news and updated NAFTA deal called the USMCA was struck between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The potential pact is not a done deal until it's ratified by all three countries. According to AgWeb.com, while NAFTA partners seem to be coming together with the new USMCA deal, Canada and the U.S. couldn't be more apart on what's right for their dairy industries. Canadian dairy industry does not like the potential agreement. The 2018-19 citrus season is officially kicked off in Florida with the USDA's initial crop forecast, and at first blush, the outlook is quite encouraging. According to GrowingProduce.com, early estimates are pegging all oranges at 79 million boxes, a 76% increase over last season's total of 44.95 million. Despite last season's troubles with Hurricane Irma and the ongoing citrus greening scourge, there was a renewed sense of optimism heading into this campaign. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.